This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. This week, we continue exploring the Sierra Nevada's dramatic east side, where the mountains drop sharply into the Great Basin. We head up the road from Big Pine to the White Mountains and the ancient Bristlecone Pine Forest, home to the oldest known individual trees in the world. Bristlecone pines, gnarled and gristly members of the species Pinus longaeva. Sometimes people skip the correct Latin or attempt thereof and just say Pinus for the genus name to avoid raised eyebrows in polite society. You need to distinguish between individual trees and clonal trees when discussing those of great age, because biologists get nitpicky on the details. In 2012, the oldest known bristlecone geezer was dated through tree rings, one ring equal to 1 year of growth, as being 5,062 years old, even older than the previous oldest old-timer, which is just 4,844 years old. That's about when we humans were busy inventing the wheel, board games, and writing, not to mention slavery. But some clonal trees, or colonies of trees that are genetically identical, propagating themselves sequentially by root sprouts, for example, have been alive much, much longer, though individuals in the colony may be young. Then again, it depends on how you define individual. There's a colony of some 47,000 quaking aspen trees in Utah's Fish Lake National Forest, covering 106 acres, that's estimated to be 80,000 years old. Just think about that. The earliest fossilized bones of anatomically modern humans are 90,000 years old, and just 35,000 years ago, Neanderthals disappeared. Some 15,000 years ago, we humans developed the concept of the bow and arrow. And about 10,000 years ago, still in the Stone Age, we started cultivating crops and domesticating animals. 80,000 years is old. But back to the grizzled individualists of Inyo National Forest. They are definitely survivors. The landscape is inhospitable, yet these remarkable trees seem unperturbed by high elevations, rock for soil, summer drought and heat, and brutally cold winters, though smog creeping up from L.A. may yet do them in. Bristlecone pines growing in this stark, nearly naked mountain range have been alive longer than any other ancient trees on Earth. And they look old, if not dead, something like living driftwood, which lends this place such a strange sense of timelessness, with life and death, past and future, almost indistinguishable. These dwellers on the threshold, attached to the landscape oddly, like so many surreal sculptures, somehow manage to produce pine needles and cones with fertile seeds. These ancients are also quite famous, known as the trees that rewrote history. As the story goes, starting in the 1950s, Edmund Shulman of the University of Arizona began tree ring studies of these particular bristlecones. But conflicts between his data and the results of then-unquestioned carbon-14 dating techniques led to universal C14 testing corrections. Those corrections shook up accepted world history timelines and theories, eliminating, for example, the idea that Greek and Roman cultural diffusion explained the astronomical accuracy of Stonehenge. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.